butterflies get their colors in one of two ways. Some of them, like monarchs, have pigments, but others, like the morpho butterfly, have microscopic geometric structures in their wings called gyroids. Those structures reflect certain colors of light, much like a rainbow. And new research from Yale University suggests these gyroids could help engineers figure out new ways of developing faster electronic and optical devices. The study was led by Richard Prum, an ornithologist at Yale.
A gyroid is a really fascinating and poorly understood shape. Actually, we're still trying to wrap our brains around gyroids and what they are. But they were described by mathematicians only in the 1970s, and they have evolved in at least three lineages of butterflies independently.
And it's a shape, basically, right?
Yeah, it's a Swiss cheese with spiraling channels of air traveling through it that intersect one another. But those channels actually travel in three different directions through the cheese, right? And what you end up with is this very complicated form left behind, and that shape is a gyroid.
So why are engineers, particularly electronic engineers, interested in your research?
It turns out that all of the electronic gizmos in our lives function by controlling the flow of electricity with gated channels that allow certain frequencies through and not others. So controlling the flow of electrons is at the heart of a lot of technology. A lot of the cutting edge of technology right now is the development of photonic devices. And these are objects that work in a similar way, but by controlling the flow of light or photons. And so as a biologist, I look at these butterflies and I imagine or I see the white light transmitted through the air hitting the butterfly scale and then scattering back to our eyes as a beautiful green color. What that means, though, to the engineer is that green light is prohibited or not allowed to transmit through that material. And so the way in which these butterflies make their beautiful colors is by controlling the flow of light. And that's a fundamental property that is at really at the cutting edge in engineering.
Well, what are some of the possibilities?
One of the fundamental ways in which these sorts of materials might work would be as the insulation around fiber optic fibers. So imagine if we were communicating in a fiber with pulses of green light. If we surrounded that fiber with material that had the same nanostructure as some of these green butterfly scales, any of the green light that tried to leak out of the fiber would go into a material which cannot transmit that green light. It would bounce it back into the fiber. So it would act like a perfect insulation to that fiber. There's, of course, lots of engineering working precisely on this question. How do we control the leakage of light out of fiber optics?
Which is a problem now.
Which is a problem now, yeah. So we have to put stations between in the middle of the ocean to boost fiber optic signals so that they get all the way across the ocean or all the way across the country without loss.
So right now, along a fiber optic cable, light leaks out. You need these boosters to make sure that the signal goes across the ocean. But in theory, if this technology is exploited, it could create insulation that would seal that light inside those cables.
Yeah, and biological systems like butterflies self-assemble these nanostructures. And that's why they're interested in butterflies, because, of course, you could machine these things at the nanoscale, the size scale of light, in order to make an optical device. It would take a lot of effort. But if you could grow one at exactly the right scale, as butterflies do, you could make these things a lot easier.
Absolutely fascinating. That's Richard Prum. He's an ornithologist at Yale University. He joined me from New Haven. Richard Prum, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.